بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم الحمد لله رب العالمين وصلى الله على سيدنا محمد وعلى آله وصحبه وسلم وبعد الحمد لله. We continue this chapter that we began yesterday on the gathering on the Day of Judgment, Al-Hashar. And yesterday we were talking about the different types of gatherings. We mentioned that there are four in total, two in the dunya and two in the hereafter. The two in the dunya refer to the Hashar during the Battle of Ahzab. The other gathering in the dunya is the gathering of people to Sham as one of the signs of the last day because of the fire that emerges from Adan in Yemen. And the two gatherings on the Day of Judgment refer to the gathering of people when they are resurrected and ushered to judgment. And the second gathering on the Day of Judgment is referring to the gathering of people who are going to Jannah and those going to Jahannam. The next hadith that Imam al-Bukhari cites in this chapter, he says, حَدَّثَنَا عَلِي حَدَّثَنَا سُفْيَانَ قَالَ عَمْرُ سَمِعْتُ سَعِيدُ إِبْنْ جُبَيْرُ سَمِعْتُ إِبْنْ عَبَّاسُ سَمِعْتُ النَّبِيَّ صَلَى اللَّهُ عَلَيْهِ وَسَلَّمَ يَقُولُ إِنَّكُمْ مُلَاقُ اللَّهِ حُفَاتًا عُرَاتًا مُشَاتًا غُرْلًا قَالَ سُفْيَانَ هَذَا مِمَّا نَعُدُّ أَنَّ إِبْنَ عَبَّاسٍ سَمِعَهُ مِنَ النَّبِيِّ صَلَى اللَّهُ عَلَيْهِ وَسَلَّمُ. So this hadith comes from Ibn Abbas radiallahu anhuma, and he says, I heard the Prophet sallallahu alayhi wasallam say, you shall meet Allah barefooted, naked, walking on your feet, and uncircumcised. And here Imam al-Bukhari adds, قال سفيان, Sufyan said, this is what we count among those things that Ibn Abbas heard directly from the Prophet sallallahu alayhi wasallam. So we mentioned some days ago that there's two Sufyans. So when Imam al-Bukhari says, قَالَ Sufyan, which one is he referring to? Sufyan Thawri or Sufyan ibn Uyayna? It's the latter, it's Sufyan ibn Uyayna. And this hadith is to be reconciled with another hadith, because this hadith describes every single person being resurrected on the Day of Judgment in this state of being barefoot, of being naked, of walking on their feet, and being uncircumcised. But there is a hadith recorded by Imam al-Bayhaqi from Abu Sa'id al-Khudri radiyallahu anhu, and it mentions that when he was on his deathbed, about to leave this world, he asked his family to bring for him a fresh garment, some new clothes, and he put them on and said that I heard the Messenger of Allah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam say, the deceased person will be resurrected in the clothes he was wearing when he died. So here you have two hadith. One which seems to indicate that everyone is resurrected, literally unclothed. And the hadith of Abu Sa'id, which implies that a person will be resurrected in the clothes they were wearing when they died. The question is, how do you reconcile these two hadith? Whenever you come across this apparent ta'arud or opposition, you want to try to reconcile the two as much as you can so that you can retain both with their meaning and not just cancel one out and affirm the other. The question then becomes, how do you reconcile these two narrations? So it is said by the ulama that some people will be naked, the majority will be naked, and some will be clothed on the Day of Judgment. Some of them say that everyone's going to rise up on the Day of Judgment unclothed, and that the first of them to be clothed will be the Anbiya. Other ulama say no. They say people will be resurrected in the clothes they were wearing when they died. But here's the thing. When the person is resurrected, the clothes they had will fall off and disintegrate, because that's the state of the Day of Judgment. And clothing is considered a kind of wealth, right? Your clothes could be sold. You could sell them, which means the clothes are considered mal, wealth. And on the Day of Judgment, no one is resurrected with their mal, their wealth. and so the clothes will not remain. And so some of them say that those who will be clothed will be limited to the prophets. And some ulama say, no, the hadith of Abu Sa'id al-Khudri is very specific. It's khas to the shuhada, to the martyrs, because we know that in our fiqh, the shaheed is buried in the clothes he was wearing when he was killed. He's not buried with the same shroud, and take his clothes are not removed from him, and he's shrouded as normal people are. And this, the strongest view is that this hadith, the first one in Bukhari, is taken literally. It's taken literally, in that literally people will be resurrected unclothed. Imam al-Qurtubi, after mentioning all of his opinions, he says that is the soundest view, because it is supported by the words of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. In the Quran, in Surah Al-An'am, Allah mentions this, وَلَقَدْ جِئْتُمُونَا فُرَادَى كَمَا خَلَقْنَاهُمْ أَوَّلَ مَرَّةٍ كَمَا خَلَقْنَاكُمْ أَوَّلَ مَرَّةٍ. You will come to us individually exactly as we created you the first time. We were not created with clothes. Clothes were given to us afterwards. So you will return to Allah Ta'ala in the Divine Presence on the Day of Judgment exactly as you were when you were born into this world. And because clothing is a kind of wealth, and we don't get resurrected with our wealth, likewise we're not resurrected with our clothes. Now, there is a statement from the great scholar of North Africa, of Al-Hafiz Ibn Abd al-Barr, radiyallahu anhu wa rahmatullahi alayhi. He says, يُحْشَرُ الْآدَمِ عَارِيًا وَلِكُلٍ مِنَ الْأَعْضَى مَا كَانَ لَهُ يَوْمَ وُلِدْ فَمَنْ قُطِعَ مِنْهُ شَيْءٍ يُرَدُّ حَتَّى الْأَقْلَفِ. He says that every single person will be resurrected completely naked, and likewise, all of the parts of them that they had when they were born, including the parts that were circumcised. And that's why it says uncircumcised, meaning even the parts that were removed from the body after birth will be returned to the person as the body is reformulated and recast on the Day of Judgment. We have another couple of hadith on the same theme with a little bit more detail. The second hadith, or the third, or this is actually the fourth, isn't it? Imam Bukhari says, حَدَّثَنَا قُطَيْبَ حَدَّثَنَا سُفْيَانَ عَنْ عَمَرَ عَنْ سَعِيدِ بْنِ جُبَيْرِ عَنْ إِبْنِ عَبَّاسٍ رَضِيَ اللَّهُ عَنْهُمَا قَالَ سَمِعْتُ رَسُولَ اللَّهِ صَلَى اللَّهُ عَلَيْهِ وَسَلَّمَ يَخْطُبُ عَلَى الْمِنْبَرِ يَقُولُ إِنَّكُمْ مُلَاقُ اللَّهِ حُفَاتًا عُرَاتًا غُرْلًا. Basically the same wording from Ibn Abbas, where he says, I heard the Messenger of Allah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam say, while he was delivering a sermon on the minbar, you will meet Allah barefoot, naked, and uncircumcised. We want to compare the previous narration to this one. In the previous narration that we just read, remember that Sufyan ibn Uyayna, after this hadith is mentioned, he says, هَذَا مِمَّا نَعُدُّ أَنَّ إِبْنَ عَبَّاسَ سَمِعَهُ مِنَ النَّبِي صَلَى اللَّهُ عَلَيْهِ وَسَلَّمَ. He says, this is what we count among those things that Ibn Abbas heard from the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam. Why does he say that? He says that because Ibn Abbas radiallahu anhuma, who is one of the great scholars of the Sahaba, he transmits many narrations from the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam. Many. However, he was a young man. He was very young, which means that the majority of what he mentions from the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam are marasil, meaning they are prophetic statements that he heard from those sahaba who heard them themselves, that he didn't hear directly. So when you collect all of those, including the ones that he heard directly, you have many hadith. But if you only take out the hadith that he heard directly from the mouth of the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam and not from another sahabi, they are 40 hadith. So only 40 hadith did Ibn Abbas hear directly from the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam. The rest of them are marasil, meaning he heard them from the sahaba who heard them from the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam. So Sufyan ibn Uyayna is saying that this hadith about being resurrected barefoot, naked, and uncircumcised is one of those 40 that he heard directly from the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam. And the second narration establishes that, because Ibn Abbas says, سمعت رسول الله صلى الله عليه وسلم يخطب على المنبر يقول. So he's saying, I heard it directly. The next hadith is also from Ibn Abbas رضي الله عنهما. Imam al-Bukhari says, حدثني محمد بن بشار حدثنا خندر حدثنا شعبة عن المغيرة ابن النعمان عن سعيد بن جبير عن ابن عباس قال قام فينا النبي صلى الله عليه وسلم يخطب فقال إنكم تحشرون حفاة عراة غرلا كما بدأنا أول خلق نعيد الآية وإن أول الخلائق يكسى يوم القيامة إبراهيم الخليل وإنه سيجاء برجال من أمتي فيؤخذ بهم ذات الشمال فأقول يا ربي أصحابي فيقول إنك لا تدري ما أحدث بعدك فأقول كما قال العبد الصالح وكنت عليهم شهيدا ما دمت فيهم إلى قوله الحكيم قال فيقال إنهم لم يزالوا مرتدين على أعقابهم. So this is a longer narration for Ibn Abbas. And here he says that the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam stood up amongst us and he addressed us saying, you will be gathered barefoot, naked and uncircumcised as Allah says, as we began the first creation, we shall repeat it. So you'll be raised up exactly as you were born. He says, sallallahu alaihi wasallam, and the first human being to be clothed on the Day of Judgment will be Prophet Ibrahim al-Khalil, the intimate friend of Allah. Then will be brought some men, some people of my followers, who will be taken towards the Shimal, that Shimal, meaning towards the direction of hell. And I will say, Ya Rabb, O my Lord, Ashabi, my companions, whereupon Allah will say, you do not know what they did after you left them. I will then say, as the pious servant Prophet Isa said, and I was a witness over them while I dwelt amongst them, up until the saying at the end of the ayah, Al-Hakim, the All-Wise. The narrator of the hadith says, then it will be said that those people who left the deen, they kept turning on their heels. They deserted Islam. So this hadith requires a little bit of unpacking. First and foremost, we see that here the Prophet ﷺ repeats the same thing we've heard in the previous narrations. They were all raised up on the Day of Judgment, barefoot, naked, uncircumcised. But he adds that the first to be clothed will be who? Ibrahim alayhi salam. If you take this literally, then it does not mean that Ibrahim is superior. It just means that he is given this as a special favor to him. And being given this as a special favor is due to a reason in this world. The ulama mentioned that there are some wisdoms for why, out of all people, the first to be clothed on the Day of Judgment will be Ibrahim alayhi salam. Al-Hafidh ibn Hajar, rahmatullahi alayhi, he says that among the views of the ulama about this, number one, some say that the reason why he is the first to be clothed is because he, in this world, was tied up, put into the catapult, cast into the fire, and the fire did not burn him, but it burned the rope and it burned his clothes. So it caused him to be unclothed for some time until he escaped. And as a reward for enduring that, he is the first to be clothed on the Day of Judgment. This is what some of the ulama say. Others say that the reason why he is the first to be clothed is because he was the first to institute the sunnah, or the practice of wearing a sarawil, what we will call pants, right? Because you have, at least in Arabic, you have the izar, the lungi, and you have the sirwal, the pants, or what you guys called what? Sharwal, right? So he instituted that as a practice. Before him, people weren't wearing pants. They would have long tunics and loin wraps. This is one view. And others say that he is the first to be clothed because he was very
he was among those who were the most fearful of Allah in this life. And so Allah Ta'ala gladdens him and eases his fear and anxiety by clothing him first on the Day of Judgment. The soundest view, according to Imam Al-Qurtubi, is the first one, that because he was burned, or his clothes were burned as he was cast into the fire, Allah rewards him for that, enduring that, by making him the first to be clothed on the Day of Judgment. Now the second or the third part of this hadith is that final portion when it talks about how the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam will see a group of people being ushered to that shimal, to the direction of the left, which is signifying them going to the direction of hellfire, being ushered to hell. But he thinks that they are from his community, and so he says, Ya Rabb, my ashab, you know, my ummah, my people. And it will be said to him, إِنَّكَ لَا تَدْرِي مَا أَحْدَثُوا بَعْدَكَ, that you don't know what they instituted after you, what they did after you, what they brought forth. There's a lot of different interpretations about what that is referring to. Imam al-Nawawi, rahmatullahi alayhi, says this is referring to the munafiqun and the murtaddun who appeared to be as Muslims. And the easiest, simplest, most straightforward interpretation of that is that these people lived among the Muslims, they made wudu like Muslims, and they prayed like Muslims, but inwardly they harbored kufr and ridda, or they were pretending to be Muslim. But because they made wudu, the effects of the wudu manifest at a distance, so he sees them at a distance as being from the ummah, because the effects of wudu shine on that day. But as things are proceeding and he sees them ushered to hell, he realizes that this is happening, and then he's told that this is, they didn't really have iman. They were pretending, or they left the deen after you. يعني لم يموتوا على ظاهر ما فارقتهم عليه, as Imam al-Nawawi says, you know, they did not die according to the way that you left them upon. You know, they left the deen. And this is not, of course, referring to the Sahaba. This is referring to people from the Ummah who they instituted different practices. They left the deen, they apostated. And on that day, it will be manifest that they are not from the Ummah, even if they made an appearance as if they were. So that's what is to be said regarding the final portion of this hadith. What this means for us at the end of the day is that the best clothing is the clothing of taqwa. وَلِبَاسُ التَّقْوَى ذَلِكَ خَيْرٌ. And all of us are resurrected barefoot, naked, and uncircumcised, with the exception of perhaps the Anbiya, and in this case, Prophet Ibrahim alayhi salam. But it doesn't negate that people will receive clothing. There are other narrations that we'll see where people will receive clothing after that initial resurrection to clothe their nakedness. And we'll see in the next couple of narrations about how some of the other Sahaba reacted to these narrations, particularly Sayyidina Aisha, who is curious, how is it going to be that people aren't going to notice this? You know, how is it that this happens and people aren't going to be noticing others in the similar state? And we get the answer to that tomorrow, inshallah ta'ala. هذا وصلى الله وسلم على سيدنا محمد وعلى آله وصحبه وسلم.